You know what that means. We're here in the studio with food columnist John Lindorf. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Shannon. And, you know, it might be counterintuitive, but it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm so glad it finally rained.
Yeah, it's beautiful precisely because of the precipitation, and it's so welcome relief. We were just speaking yesterday about how this is a good sign for the reduction of the potential of wildfires in October.
Well, and I talked to a garlic farmer yesterday. She's really happy that they finally got some moisture.
Great. Well, today we will be talking about tortillas, close to my heart.
So I went out to Longmont recent Saturday, went out to the Longmont Farmers Market, which if you've never been out there, if you just go to Boulder, the Longmont one is a, sort of a completely different experience, different culture and layout, and it's really wonderful. And afterwards, I stopped and picked up some fresh tortillas at Las Fronteras. It actually has a couple of names, but it's I believe it's 616 Main Street, tucked in the back of a little strip mall, as all good places to get food are. And you walk in there, before you even get in there, you open the door and you're hit by a wall of toasted corn. And there's this wonderful crew of mostly women sitting there. And, you know, I'm sure on a Saturday morning, they're cranking out, you know, tens of thousands of fresh corn tortillas, which, you know, bear no resemblance to those Frisbees that they sell at the supermarket that has been sitting on the shelf for days.
Yeah, actually, it's one of the main drivers of culture shock in my household coming from Mexico is the lack of good fresh corn tortillas here. So many flour ones, but that's more of a northern Mexican thing. Yeah. And we moved here from southern Mexico.
Well, and I think the reason that people like flour tortillas is because they're soft. And they buy, you know, corn tortillas, and they're these hard discs. You can cook them and turn them into, you know, reasonably tasty things. A fresh tortilla is a beautiful thing. They're soft, they're moist, and if you pick them up on Saturday morning at Las Fronteras, they are warm. I mean, it's like a beautiful snack. And those are the tortillas that taquerias use to make real street tacos.
Right. And of course, there's the smell too.
I mean, they also sell a lot of other things there, Mexican groceries, chicharrones, and, you know, some prepared foods like birria. But it's a remarkable thing, you know, and you go, oh, that's a lot of tortillas. But, you know, for one thing, you can freeze them, and I do. The other thing is, so I left a few out on the counter, and they're hard, right? But what they are is crispy, not cardboardy. Those can be crumbled and cooked with eggs or added to a stew, and it gives it a great flavor. But sometimes I just put them in the toaster oven and get them, you know, warm and use those as like a chip. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want, you can fry them.
Yeah.
But it's a completely different experience, and it's beautiful to go in and visit anyway. I just love the atmosphere there.
And we are also going to speak about an upcoming fish film feast.
Yeah. I don't think most people realize that most of the salmon they buy at the supermarket, you know, as this wonderful health food, is farmed, and not all of it in pristine waters, and that there's very little wild caught salmon, which is much healthier and healthier for the ecosystem. Available. There's an event on October 14th at E-Town Hall. Boulder has this company called Backpackers Pantry, which if you've ever gotten backpacking food, you know, it tends to be not great. But they make, you know, really excellent stuff. Anyway, they're sponsoring this evening and a showing of the wild. And you looked at the trailer for that.
I did. And I actually learned some things because, unlike in the case with corn tortillas, I do not know much about salmon. And just one of the things that I learned is that it's one of the few remaining wild salmon fisheries in the world is in Alaska's Bristol Bay.
Right. And what with damming and of rivers and a lot of other things, the salmon stocks are endangered and, you know, overfishing, a lot of other problems, not to mention, you know, climate change, which is making the water warmer. So this is going to be a cool evening. The filmmaker's going to be there. And my friend Sheila Lucero, wonderful chef at Jack's Fish House, who's a real champion for sustainable seafood, is going to be there serving a wild salmon dinner. And there's live music and all sorts of cool stuff going on. So I think it's worth looking into.
You wanted to make a quick mention about Boulder's first bite that's coming up?
Well, joining us in the studio next week is Jessica Benjamin for First Bite, which is Boulder's Restaurant Week. It's going to, it was gone last year, and this is going to be a great opportunity to get out and support some of these independent restaurants, and we'll be talking about that. But if you're wise, you'll make reservations now because these are good dinner deals.
Yeah, I mean, this would be my first bite of Boulder's first bite. So, you know,
and there's a real range of experiences. It's not all hoity-toity. So,
okay. Well, what's the best thing you've tasted recently, John?
Again, I was in Longmont. I went to Blue Corn Tacos. Mm. I didn't have a taco there. I love this place though. It's on Main Street, and they make breakfast burritos to order. They crack eggs on the griddle. Mm. They add the jalapeno, all the ingredients, and go ahead and make it and put it in a fresh flour tortilla. And again, you know, great salsas. It has nothing to do with those rubbery tubes wrapped in foil that you can pick up elsewhere.
Okay, wonderful. Well, tell us about your column. What's coming up in the Boulder Weekly?
Today, yeah. Besides talking about tortillas, I started writing about, you know, cooking on a weekday night can be a really challenging thing for all of us.
Especially parents.
Yeah. Part of the problem is that you're trying to cook something specific. Sometimes you have to because that's what people want, but it's really more about cooking a recipe or something. My column today is a Zen meditation on how to think about cooking. How to stand in the kitchen, look at what you have, and turn it into dinner. And I go through my mental process of looking at the ingredients, looking at the spices, looking in the pantry. Some of this requires having a well-stocked pantry, but I stock my pantry with things I might use or that I will use eventually, but not like, oh, I'm going to use this Tuesday night to make lasagna. It's, you know, and I hope it's helpful to people who hate cooking or who are afraid of it or who have to follow recipes precisely or they freak out. That's really what it's all about.
Have the ingredients ready there to be called into service.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, John. We'll see you next Thursday.
Bon appetit.
Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now, don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party.